Emma and her mother Pamela have been in touch with the show. Story brought into us. Morning to you, Emma.
Morning.
Morning to you. You've got a problem with the Orange mobile phone network. What is it, Emma?
Well, my husband actually passed away on the 12th of March of this year. And on the 19th of March, me and my mum went down to Orange and Ards to cancel his contract. Now, my contract was also in Paul's name. So what we needed to do was cancel his and transfer his other one into my name, which I was doing them a favour because obviously I was willing to take on that part of the contract. Now, the girl in the Orange shop was absolutely fantastic. She was brilliant. She took everything that we needed, faxed it all to the customer services and said that should be sorted. About a week later then, they cancelled my phone and had left Paul's on. So we went back down to Orange and Ards and said to the girl, and she got onto the phone again to them. I'd literally walked out of the shop and somebody from customer service in Orange then had phoned me asking to speak to Paul. And I was like, sorry, he's actually passed away. And obviously they would then have been aware of that because that's what I've been talking to him about. So very quickly realised she'd made a mistake and hung up. I thought that was it. That was it sorted. And then last week, they took the full bill for both contracts. So I went back to speak to them. The guy in the Orange shop couldn't get through to their customer services. He had tried 30 times and showed me on the phone that he tried 30 times. And then I'd received a letter to send all the same details that had already been faxed to them again, which I wasn't very happy to do because it wanted my bank details and stuff to be posted.
And this is you still recovering from your husband dying really, really early, you know.
Yeah.
What happened to him, by the way, Emma?
He had lymphoma.
I'm really sorry to hear that. He was just in his 20s.
27.
Yeah, my goodness. My goodness.
So, yeah. But, so, then with Orange, I went back to the shop, but I went to Conswater this time, and the girl in Conswater was lovely again. But when she put me onto the phone to somebody, they insisted that I was having to pay a buyout clause, to which at that point I got a wee bit upset and was like, I don't know who you want to pay the buyout clause because he's no longer here. And actually hung up and just said, sorry, I actually can't deal with this anymore. Which was then when we contacted yourself. And yesterday they must have received an email from you, and yesterday afternoon that was all sorted and all done.
Well, I'm glad we've been able to help. Orange have apologised. They say that they've confirmed that they've transferred your account. They've cleared the balance as a gesture of goodwill. They've provided you with a free pay-as-you-go SIM and credit to enable you to continue using both your telephone numbers.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Emma, look, as I say, I'm sorry you've had to go through that. And
not a bother.
I'm glad we were able to help. And how long ago did your husband die?
The 12th of March, so 5 weeks ago, I think.
My goodness.
It was yesterday.
So it's not that long ago, Emma.
No.
And this is lymphoma you say he had?
Yeah.
When did he discover that? Does it happen to you quickly?
Diagnosed last February.
Had you been married long?
We got married in December just.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But we had a lovely wedding and we had a lovely honeymoon and it was just what was meant to be. And to be honest, he didn't really suffer the whole way through his illness. Like, it was only the last few weeks that he had become quite sick. So he was very lucky in that way.
Yeah. And just when you've got your life ahead of you, Emma, and, you know, you got married in December.
Yep.
And then that hits you. That hits you really, really hard.
Yeah.
You still seem to have, you know, a strength and a positive outlook. And I guess I'm wanting to learn from you in terms of how are you keeping that positivity about yourself?
To be honest, Paul was just such a positive person, and I took an awful lot of my strength from him, and I know what way he would want me to carry on, and I'm trying to do that for him. So.
And he had the cancer for 13 months.
Yeah.
You're a nurse.
Yeah, I am.
So you've seen many other people in trouble, and you've cared for many other people. And
I have, yeah.
Now it came to your door.
Mm-hmm.
What's the lesson, Emma, for all of us in terms of in life when you get a big, massive, life-defining blow like this?
To be honest, like, the lesson I've learned is that you just need to live every day like it's your last, and like, life for living, and just get on with it. Do you know? And also, like, Paul would have been one not to go to his GP or anything if any signs of worry. So I would just recommend that everybody just, anything at all, just go and get it seen to.
Yeah. Well, look, thank you very, very much, Emma, for getting in touch with us. And, you know, that whole orange thing, you know, it's...
Yeah.
My goodness, it's an irritant that you didn't need at that stage.
No, definitely not.
All right. Thank you very, very much for talking to us today. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm glad we're here to help.